Chapter 4. Give your foes what they need most. If hugging someone who is expecting a handshake was an Olympic sport, I would sweep gold. As a public speaker, I often have to navigate this awkward limb exchange, and no matter whether I lead with a handshake or hug, the other person is thinking the opposite. I actually caught myself developing a nervous habit where I blurt out, "I think we're on hugging terms," to people I haven't seen in a while before I hug them. I invented the phrase hugging terms, which also might be an electronic pop duo from Copenhagen that specializes in soundscapes you're probably not ready for. The hug-handshake exchange is uncomfortable, but that's nothing compared to what happens when we give the wrong thing to a relationship. Everyone's experienced that on a date. A close friend of mine once confessed his undying affection for a girl he'd known for years, and in response she told him, "Thank you so much for telling me that," as if he had informed her of a way to save on her monthly cable bill. The challenge is that you can't give a relationship what it needs unless you know what type of relationship it is. Fortunately for our purposes, work relationships aren't nearly as complicated as personal relationships. At this moment, Facebook has 11 different types of relationships you can be in. For work, there are basically only three you'll ever run into during your career. Foe. A foe is someone who actively works against your dream. Actively can mean they are publicly criticizing it, attacking it, or discouraging you. They don't necessarily have to hate it, though. A foe could be someone who keeps you out drinking on nights you swore you would work. Would they call themselves a foe? No. They'd probably even call themselves your friend, but the results are the same. Their presence is an attack on what you're trying to accomplish with your do-over. Friend. A friend is someone who is aware of your career do-over, excited for you, and willing to cheer you along the way. People who click like on your Facebook updates about your job search are friends. The guy you get coffee with in the break room is a friend. The neighbor who asks how things are going with your new company is a friend. Everyone who texted me during my last career do-over is a friend. This is where 95% of your relationships are going to fall, since this category can range from casual acquaintances to close friend. Advocate. An advocate is someone who is significant.